Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:54, Dr. Dworkin talks to us about Health Headlines, and this morning's has to do with teenage headaches. Tomorrow it'll be teenage hearing problems. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Headaches associated with lifestyle.
Well, we have to be careful about this particular study. This is a Norwegian study published in the journal Neurology. 6,000 people between the ages of 13 to 18 years old, and they were assessed for being overweight, if they smoked, and whether they exercised. And they asked them a question. This is, we've talked about this before, about observational studies, where you ask a question, but you're not really measuring. You're simply depending on a person's reporting or self-reported data, which tends to be fraught with error. And so in this case, they asked them at one point during the study, have you had headaches in the past year? And they had to recount whether they had headaches due to colds or flus, to discount those, and whether they just had headaches. And what they found when they asked the question, they found that there was some relationship between physical activity, in fact, not doing very much in terms of physical activity, being overweight, or smoking, being a greater risk factor for them having headaches. But even the researchers admit that they can't make any particular link or causality with this, that you would have to do an ongoing study, actually monitoring people day to day, checking their activity levels, checking if they've gained weight, checking their smoking rates, and also checking to see if they actually have a headache as a means of trying to see whether the data was actually correct. So all this is doing is opening up a question to say, does this contribute to it, or are there socioeconomic factors involved? In fact, they even admit that that could be a possibility, that the children from lower socioeconomic status had more headaches. And so they're saying you have to do more study in order to understand this particular area. But in terms of saying weight, smoking, and exercise, although intuitively it makes sense, you can't make any link right now.
Yeah, but I have a problem, because intuitively it also makes sense. Are you getting enough sleep?
Yes.
Intuitively it also makes sense. What's your diet?
Yeah.
Are you constantly drinking pop? Do you ever drink something other than, you know, sugar-laden pop? It just seems to me there are a whole lot of questions that could have and should have been asked in this.
You're absolutely right, Stephen. This is why I mentioned it. As observational studies, it's very difficult to come up with any sort of link whatsoever, and your points are very well taken, which is exactly why I don't find this particular study providing me with very much information. It's just opening up some questions. But as you said, there are many other questions that you can ask with regards to causing headache as well.
Okay, so tomorrow we move on to hearing damage in teenagers, and whether or not you agree with the study that was out this week saying it's the earbuds to blame. We'll get into that tomorrow.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
657 at 580 CFRA.